Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Last week, when we celebrated our 8 years as a church, it was quite a humbling moment for me. Primarily because as a person, I don't like to do something for too long. I just do it, leave it, go do some other thing. But somehow, 8 years, we are still here, so... Finally, well, I don't know if I should say finally, because, you know, the last 4 years, I've not gone on leave, not gone on vacation. You see, I have a building project somewhere just outside of Bega. The day I answered this call was the last day I visited that place. Like, to build, the building stopped around at the lintel, you know. While I was working at the bank, I don't joke with my leave. Because as far as I'm concerned, my employer doesn't love me. So I go on leave. I've seen people in my office die. We didn't observe a 1 minute silence, or like 30 seconds, because we had to quickly go into the business of the day. So I don't play with my leave. In the last 4 years, I've not gone on leave. Meanwhile, I was happy that since I'm working directly with God, you understand, we know how to do it. I don't know if you understand how I feel like, since it's God. We will know how to the debit and worry, debit here, credit here. We will be resting. I don't need leave, self. Until my body broke down. One day my mom called me. I just said, Grandma, please. Please drop the phone. Please drop the phone. I can't. Please. My body was broken. I didn't have the energy to talk or to even argue. So I just begged her, say, Grandma, please, I'll call you later. Or you call my wife, but I can't talk. If she ever had an idea what my body was telling me, she would have got on the bus, you know, gotten into a bus and start coming to Lagos. So when we tell you some things, it's not because we are trying to be preachy. Most of the things we tell you, they are probably, you know, things we are going through or we have been through. Whichever way you decide, if you decide for Satan, you will still work hard. So it's not a good deal at all. Satan doesn't like lazy people. You understand? He wants people that will go and bring many souls to hell. So if you want to work for God, you also have to. I'm saying that because every time God places his hand on you, he will demand something. You want to go far with God. That's what I'm talking about. Can you hear me clearly? Because sometimes the mic will just fade off. People will not hear you again when you start talking about things like this. I told my neighbor who lives around the property where I'm building. I said, I want to sell this property. I'm not coming back here. He started preaching to me. He said, Pastor, let me explain to you. See, whatever you are going through. I said, ha. I said, well, it's my credit, so I just kept quiet. He said, don't worry. He started speaking to me in Yoruba that your hands have laid the foundation. Your hands will finish it. That whatever the enemy is planning, it's not the enemy. I don't want to say this. He said, no. Do you know that after he prayed that prayer, I decided I won't talk to him. So I started looking for people who wants to buy a house. I didn't get. That man was working against me. using the name of my own God. So I left the building. I started that construction, I think at the age of 28. 28 or 29. Still there. I have no regrets, so I'm just telling you that when you say you want to follow him, he will apportion you. He will not allow you to choose. He will apportion you a cross. And say, carry it. Yeah. Step by step, you lead me, and I will follow you. Now, you might be born on the same day with Jesu. But it has no correlation with the path both of you will have to take. Because at some point, the Lord will require Jesu and say, between you are 8:30, from now to 8:35, forget about marrying. Meanwhile, what does the world system tell us? By now, Alpha, there are many sisters in the church. Jesu, what are you doing? My sister here, the Lord will tell her, from now on, 4 years, forget about marriage. Stay in my presence. It's only spiritual people like us that like that kind of thing. But every other person, don't mind pastor. You'll be doing everything together. You understand? Now, she will not listen to me. She will go into several relationships and they will shred her heart to pieces. It will now become a learning curve for her. That every time God says forget about something, he wasn't joking. Not because it was God that decided to smash your heart, but because the Lord had looked at your journey and he had calculated it and seen that the best way to preserve you was to tell you to stop talking to Tunde. Now, that cross he has given to you, there will be a grace that will be supplied, because even the cross cannot be born in the flesh. Come on, are you here now? The cross that will be given to you, you still need grace for it. Church historians suggest that possibly Paul had eye problems. It's not conclusive, but it's suggestive. Because in one of his letters, Paul was talking about the love a particular church was showing to him. And he said, even if it were possible, Paul wrote it, you would have given me your own eyes. Paul wrote it. So they suggest that maybe Paul had a kind of eye defect. But Paul was working miracles. He said, I prayed 3 times and asked the Lord, take this thing away. The Lord came to speak, but the Lord didn't talk about the problem. The Lord spoke about the grace. One of the greatest things that can happen to you is to commit yourself to the mercy of God. Are you with me now? I said one of the greatest things that can happen to you in your heart is to commit yourself to the mercy of God, such that even after you have done everything you need to do, you are still at the mercy of God. Our nation needs the mercy of God. I told you guys late last year, and I will not talk again, because it's just that since we are here, you know, I said, I'm tired because they'll soon come and arrest me. I said the realm of the occult will open. We need to start praying, though. We start opening. When the realm of the occult opens, do you know what happens? Eh? Strange things happen. Like train and BRT bus. Does it even make sense? No, really, look at it. Two gigantic vehicles. If you had heard like a car, a small car, like, it doesn't make sense. Come on, say with me, I commit myself to the mercy of God. My life will be preserved. My family will be preserved. Where my eyes cannot get to, the eyes of God will go there. Concerning my family members, concerning my children, concerning my loved ones. But I bring you a word of assurance. There will be darkness in Egypt, but there will be light in Goshen. Yeah. For all of you who did what you needed to do, not the one that said he couldn't find his voter's card. Not for those who said they form prayer team, they are praying. Prayer is one aspect. But after the day, you cannot be praying on the day of the voting. Say we are praying. Man of God, God says we should be praying. Do you have voters card? Most of them, no. And for all of you who have been listening to your parents, fan the embers of tribalism. That thing you are looking for, you will find it. For the first time in a long time, this country gathered without recourse to tribe, age, to vote for a particular person. And now they are pushing that thing again. They want you to continue their fight. If you are here, you call yourself a child of God, and you look down somebody because he's from a tribe, you are not born again. Because you don't know what Jesus did. Jesus came to bring both Jew and Gentile into one. So I don't support tribalism. Because that tribe you are looking down, you could have been born there. You could have been with this your nose that looks like a Mungo Park. You could have been born there. Please don't allow anybody subject your mind to tribalism. Follow your conscience. Do what is right. All those people telling you they will soon be dead, all of them. So let us unite and make this country great for our own good. I'm not going to fight our lowest war. In 1955, the Akintola, I don't know him. I wasn't born. Can you call Shagari? Who is that? I don't know. All I know is that we voted for a man 8 years. We said he was not corrupt. 8 years, outside boys, Fulani boys are still sleeping under the bridge. So what did it matter? If you all vote for one young man and put him there, and he has character but has no competency, what will it matter? Huh? It's not just character, competency. Can you make the decision when you need to make it? Say he's an old man, he will soon die. He will repair Nigeria before he dies. Who said that? Who said that he will repair Nigeria? Let us love each other. That's the commandment we have received from the Lord. Don't join anybody to support any issues surrounding marriage because of strife. I don't believe it. I don't preach it. I don't support it. I will not support you. I will fight you. We should move beyond those things. I was listening to a young black American woman, young girl. She said my forefathers were slaves, plantation field workers. Say, but I didn't see that time. You can't expect me to fight their battle. Their suffering is the reason why I'm free. Get over it. And if you know you will not allow a South-South man or a South-East man to be president, release them, let them go. Is it by force? Huh? You can't force me to live in your house now. Okay, I want to go. Well, if you know you do, okay, why can't you let me go? Because you're afraid. Let me go. I want to go. I'm not marrying again. Let me go. Because you know there's oil. Because you know there's enterprise. People only tell you what they think you can undo. People really tell you the truth. Go and write this thing down. People really tell you the truth. They only tell you what they feel you can hear. As I was praying, they were pressing me. Eh? You are watching Stranger Things. Three seasons from 8 a.m. till 11 p.m. You slept. You said you saw things coming out of the world. They were pressing you. Madam, Stranger Things. That's the title of the movie. Stranger Things or something. Is it Stranger Things or Stranger Things? Whatever. Say, Pastor, what were you doing before they came to press you? You ate amala at night, ate pandeja in the afternoon. Then in the around 2 a.m., they brought akpu with goat head. You're like glutton now. Why are you making it look like the devil? And you even ate it, finished it. You say, Pastor, I'm always eating. You are a very hungry person. If you bring food to me in my dream and I eat it, oh, now you lose. I don't chop and be that. I don't chop and just forget. Say, we put something inside. Forget. It's gone. Everything is protein. I'm saying all this to you because. And please stay with me. Look for that scripture where Pastor David, where Isaac asked his father, I can see the knife. I can see the wood. But where is the sacrifice? That's the title of my message. Where is the sacrifice? Genesis 22:6. I want to encourage you. Where whatever you are doing now, try to put your eyes on Jesus. I told you guys from the beginning of the year, I said the currency will struggle. Didn't I tell you? Was there cash, whatever, what is it that they are doing now? Cash swap, cash strandedness, cash. I wanted to buy something yesterday. I wanted to buy a charger. And I walked to the guy. The guy said, oh, the charger is $2,500. I said, I'll give you new notes. He couldn't argue again because it's crisp. 2,000 naira. I just gave it to him. I said, don't spend it. Keep it. He said, yes, yes. He said, you can go. He didn't talk about the 500 again because you're a bed in hand. Because if I do transfer, you may not see that allowed to. You have to be smart. To thrive in the business space, you must learn the art of negotiation. And negotiation is value-driven. So, what your country will see, Anyway, I've told you people, I said, yeah, do I will not? Okay. Where's the scripture? I want to be prophesying only good things now so that people will love me. I have too many enemies. Give me. Before they said, where is that small boy that was saying a flying bat? In the, before they said, go and pick him. And I'll stand on TV and say, he's not the one I'm talking about. My father-in-law is over 80 years. I'm very healthy. But I can never wish him to be the president of this country. Never. I won't vote for him. And you may not know. There's a reason why that man cannot lose. There's something Yoruba will call a kabi of sea spirit. You know what that means? It's not kabi. Kabi of sea means king. But kabi of sea is king, but there's no one like you. Nobody can question you. It's that thing that makes, even if you, in Yoruba land, if you are so rich in your family, but if your father is old, shrunken, and sick, but if he's in a meeting, you must keep quiet. I don't know if you understand that concept. That's the reason why no small boy can beat that man. Because as far as he's concerned, he sees himself as your father. So, all of you making noise, you go, ah, yeah, yeah. Because as far as concerned, even if I'm dying, if I'm still breathing, I'm your father, you can't talk. And don't tell me he has gone to sleep. He's still walking now. So that when they start counting, they will not see anything. But it doesn't matter how many years the illegitimate king sits on the throne. The day that David arises, his days are numbered. And that's a prophetic word. The day that David rises, the day that Samuel will pour oil on David. Every time God wants to place a demand on a man, the Lord requires for a sacrifice. The Lord will check you and say, what can you walk away from? That's what I was talking to you about, the story of that uncompleted building. Funny enough, the Lord has even taken my heart. If you need house, go and move inside of it. Yes. The Lord will look at what are the things that can stand between you and him. What are the things that can make you suddenly turn back? I used to have one girlfriend. Many years ago. She said, it's a Port Harcourt babe. That girl can make you lose your calling. The way she just be doing, very fragile, as if she can't do anything. She was the one that, her father is a chief justice, she was the one that told me that after NYC, I should come to Port Harcourt. Just like even me, I'm not bearing Chinedu, I'll be roting me or something. I'll take one name there. And she'll be, what's wrong with you? She'll be behaving very fragile. One day I just realized that, what's going on? We are not in a relationship. This love is too much. What's going on here? This love is too much. You don't want me to go in. Let's just go to Port Harcourt and be living there. We're living with who? I don't have any family here. From Sokoto to Port Harcourt. Wow. I was calculating. My father is dead. My mom is a teacher. This may be God's way of trying to help me. And if God helps me, I can help my other. Meanwhile, my own wife, she was somewhere praying and seeking God. Me, I'm here. They are dangling a better future. But you know what would have happened? Is that I would have gone with her, and then years later, knowing that I've sinned, I should forget about ministry. Is that God will not allow. You know, all of you, you will not die. You will meet in the future. I will not see my wife on live stream. And I will not talk, but in my heart, you missed it. Have you ever seen an opportunity? You know, this was for me. And I. Then I'll be looking at where's the bagger that married my wife? You walked away. Say, look at him. He's not even tall. Look at him. But you walked away. You are the one. Start looking at him. You become critical. The day I started thanking God was the day that girl sent me a message. And she said, please, I need your help. I'm going through a very powerful, deep spiritual problem. Say, you are the only one I can talk to. I said, I thank God I didn't backslide you. I said, I thank God I didn't backslide you. So now, so life be. Keep growing. It's just a question of time. Do you understand? Whatever God takes away from you, when we started this church, the Lord told me, say, there's nothing I'm taking away from you now that I will not give you back. He told me. But at the end, there was no member in the church, just my wife and myself. Everyone that is in this church, now I met you here. You see, because some of you are praying, God, if you will breathe upon my destiny, if you will do this, God, will not accept anything that does not cost you something. Just the same way, God did not initiate the salvation process until it cost him something. That's the seed principle. If your definition of Christianity is only those things that you are able to get and collect, there's no element of sacrifice. You may get blessed, but you will not be fully blessed. I remember when I was while I was working at Oceani Bank, and I shared that story here before. I wasn't getting confirmed, and I got a mail from HR that they were going to review my appointment. Personally, I don't do all this sowing seed, and I'm not really so crazy about those things. But the Lord told me, your appointment is about to be reviewed. I was the one who gave you this job. Now I, the Lord, am telling you, go and sow a seed into your church, because we are looking for a new venue. I wasn't the pastor of that church. He said, sow a seed, and he told me the amount. That money as I then, I've never given any amount like that in my life. Except if it's for my pocket, it's my for my stomach, but I've never given it out. If I give it out, I won't be able to sleep. That's how big it was in my eyes then. The Lord said, go on. And he told me, don't tell the pastor until you have done it. So I just did a transfer. But the Lord used my lecturer, who was so incensed against me, who swore to me that I would have an extra year. He was the one he used to get the letter I needed for my school. While, as you know, ASU always go on strike at the wrong time. He went into the school, got the school stamp, stamped my transcript, stamped everything, gave it to me by hand. I took it to HR. My appointment was confirmed. The next month, they paid me 400 and something thousand. I just, now the money I take, use my, I marry. I bought LG TV. I use the balance, marry. I will not. That's what I did. You are, keep saving. May I use my own money to marry? I'm not saying you should go and sow a seed. I'm just trying to describe something to you. Please, are you here? Are you here? There are certain things that don't answer to prayer. They answer to altars. And on every altar, there must be a sacrifice. Go back home. Some of you, I'm looking at your wardrobe now. I'm seeing one side of the wardrobe. There are plenty clothes. They are rumpled in one side. You are always looking for clothes there. If you are smiling now, I'm talking to you. You have one wardrobe. You just dump the clothes there. Now, that wardrobe, you go and bring everything out. Iron it and give it out. You don't need those clothes. Why should my staff be praying for clothes when you have one side of an entire section? And you say, God. And you know what? Even my daughter says that she doesn't have clothes. And she has an entire... So, you see, she has started learning. She has started learning at her age. She said, Mom, I don't have anything to wear. I don't know. You see, I just look at, who is this one? Which day they born this one? You see, I don't have anything to wear. Ah! I just like, this guy is just nice. Hey, this is how I start to. This guy is nice. She says she doesn't have anything. What are you even supposed to be? Just put on anything and let's go. She wants to dress in a particular way. I say, if you don't enter that car now, I leave you. There's that element of sacrifice. When things are tough, move to the sacrifice mode. But why did the Lord promise Abraham that he would give him a son? The Lord, Abraham kept raising altars to the Lord. He kept raising altars. If he wanted to talk to God, he would raise an altar first, put a sacrifice on it, and he would begin to pray. There was a day he raised a sacrifice and dozed off. If you remember that story, he slept off beside the sacrifice. The Lord now came and woke him up. Did I not say to you that your children will be slaves for God? Had God left the issue of the son he was praying for, started speaking about the generations upon generations. Everybody has something to give. If you don't have money, go and drop a list of 50 names for the next 1 month, be praying for them. You can do something. That's how I learned how to pray. My brother Humphrey, brother Lawrence, they told me, go and draw up names. Be praying for people. Pastor, I don't know what to pray about. Go and draw up names. You are too selfish. That's why you can't pray. Go and drop 50 names, 20 names. Be praying passionately. There's an element of sacrifice that must go with your prophecy for it to be fully manifested. And anytime you notice you are in a season of harvest, it's not the time to begin to live large. If the devil threatens you in your office, raise an altar concerning your job. Say, as God's covenant is with the day and with the night, so is his covenant with me. Therefore, no weapon formed against me or this job will prosper. You take deliberate steps, not just all these generic prayers we say we are doing. Listen to me. Even if you are called as an apostle, called from the throne room of God, and there were 24 elders when God was ordaining you, and you even saw Jesus with his angel, holy angel, and Ayo Babalola on one side, Idaosa on the other side. If you don't have the element of sacrifice, you will be nothing. You will be in the midst of food, and God will take away your hunger and be telling you to drink garri. How many of you have used garri to break your fast before? Some of you are so okay. Once it's garri, it means you can't fast because there's nothing to break. You are always thinking about what to break with. Do the fast first. You say, no, what will I use to break? Forget about that one. There's garri. You are so food conscious. You have not even started the fast. You are already thinking of what you used to. Okay, when you keep going to open the freezer, what are you looking for? You have become a tempter to yourself. A tempter. That thing you are looking for, you will find it. Do you know the funny thing about the subject of our destiny? Is that just the way we study the scriptures and we see the way God moved in the life of these people, that's the same way they are reading your script in heaven. As you are here now, they are reading your script and they are benchmarking it with what God originally said about you. And they are seeing the points of deviation. This subject of sacrifice is the difference between two believers anointed by God, the one God is using and the one God has kept hidden. Where is the sacrifice? I know you are trying to obey God, but where is the sacrifice? This thing you have been praying about, in what way is that thing going to benefit God? Where is the sacrifice? One day I was talking to Pastor Ayo, and he said he wanted to pray for somebody, but he saw the way the person was, behaving, like the person was just expecting, since he's Pastor Ayo. It's Pastor Ayo. Just your hands and God will do it. Meanwhile, I know my Pastor Ayo. It's not like he's in the spirit all the time. Sometimes, if you meet him at the wrong time, you will think he's not born again. Because you might meet him with a whole live chicken or turkey grilled. in front of him. And he'll be talking to you. He's just enjoying his food. You can see he's enjoying it. Then he will call somebody there. Prophet, share an eject. I don't want to. Go and get me that wine. So you came fasting. You came fasting. It's like, if I just see the man of God, if he just lay hands on me now, because I've been fasting, God will talk. You met the prophet you are looking for on a big bowl of grilled chicken. Then when you finish, when he's done that, you start talking. Say, do you like dogs? I have puppies. Pastor, I like very all these foreign dogs. You start talking. You can't tell him that, Pastor, I'm on fire. You need to. So I kept observing him. In fact, there was a time we went to preach somewhere. They put him with one other man of God. That man of God was praying from morning to evening. Pastor, I did not answer the man. They were preaching in the same meeting. Later, Pastor, I started playing, in days of cassette, was playing one worship. He was just singing. It was just... The secret of people is in their stories. He was just playing music. I know, Pastor, I like singing. Started singing. Before the meeting, they brought Pandede and Pastor sat down and ate. The other man was praying. Started dressing up. Today is going to be hot. Today is going to be Pastor. He didn't answer. He washed his hands. Say, sir, the protocol is here. Okay, let's go. I'm not telling you to go and copy this. I'm just telling you that there are certain things that are only accessible by rest. Others are accessible by sacrifice. But rest, many times, trumps sacrifice. Don't worry, you'll get it. They got to the altar. That man of God was ready to go off. He went off like a storm. People were, When Pastor Ayo got to the pulpit, In confidence, we worship you. In confidence, we pray, Spirit of the Father, lift us up. And he started singing, Spirit of the Father, lift us up. We want to see your face. And he was singing and walking as if he was really winding the auditorium. Spirit of the Father, lift us up. The atmosphere became textured. Say, madam, the woman over there, he just did his hand like this. I'm seeing you trusting God for 7 years. Say, yes, sir. The Lord says you have it now. That other man was confused. Because we were in the room. All true. You were playing cassette tape. And then you ate. So the man had to come to, I know the way Pastor, except that thing is not on him that day. So I observed him. Then I found the secret. There is nothing that Pastor Ayo has that he cannot part away with. I found it. It doesn't hold anything so dear to him that if God says, let it go, Pastor Ayo, while like this, 800,000 came into his account. 800,000. Phone me there. Hello, mommy, how are you? How is that your son? How about that school fees? Okay, I'm sending something now. This person. Like that, 800,000. I was weak. If you follow that kind of person, he now ask you, give me 100,000. You will be ashamed to say you can't give because you've seen him do it. One day somebody close to him called me. Say, be talking to your father. He doesn't have ambition. I said, I don't know how to talk to such people. Because I'm also trying to lose my hope. While I was with the person, Pastor, you called me. Are you there now? Pray for that person now. I should pray for it. I said, this person is telling me that I should avoid you, that you have no ambition. And he called me. He said, where are you now? I said, pray for that person now. I want you to pray. There's something going on in her life. I could not tell Pastor that this is what this person just said. Pastor, you was, you know, when you are in that giving mode, selfless, it's not always about money. It's a state of the heart. With the kind of connections that my pastor has, it's not supposed to be, it should be a millionaire in hundreds of millions. With the kind of people he knows. But one day he said to me, those things don't mean anything to me. They don't mean anything. I looked at him. His friends left him because they said he's not ambitious. There is a state of being sacrificial where the gospel lays hold on you such that the things that you keep are only the things which the Lord himself permits you to keep. There are some of us talking about, my business is not good, my business is not good. Is your business serving God any purpose? No. Bishop Oyedepo asked a question. He said, does your business pay tight? Bishop Oyedepo asked a question. He said, you people say, what's my secret? If I tell you my secret, can you do it? It's not just to be shouting, tell us the secret. If I tell you, can you do it? Fasted for a year till he coughed up blood. And he was almost admitted. And then God said to him, from today, as you say it, you will see it. There is an element of sacrifice that pushes your life, your faith, to a whole new level. The Lord honors it because you are doing it for him. There are people that call me from several foreign countries, and for them, $2,000, $5,000, it's not money because they earn well above that. Huh? But the Lord has not permitted me, and he will not permit me to tell somebody, give me money before I pray for you. Some of them come in, they are so vulnerable. Professors, people of high standing, they are so vulnerable because they have major problems. It would have been easy for me to say, come and buy a chair for church. There was somebody that came to this church where he went to. They told him to buy 12 dozens of chairs or something. Meanwhile, the person standing cannot even buy one chair. She's so frustrated that she cannot even feed. Meanwhile, the prophet told her, go and bring a dozen chairs for the house of God before I pray for you. Ah! I said, can't you see this woman is hungry? Where do you want her? So somebody said, I say, I know one pastor. That was in Egbeda. They carried them from Egbeda, they came here. Say, freely you have received. Freely give. The moment you are not willing to obey that scripture, there are certain levels God will never advance you. The life of sacrifice, when things are going well for you, you must now take your sacrificial lifestyle to the next level. A lot of Christians are only very sound when you are quoting quotable quotes. So people only read quotable quotes on WhatsApp and they say they have read the Bible. Sometimes you need to take your Bible, sit down, don't pray. 1 hour, read. Don't even say you want to meditate. Just read. How many of you know you are very busy? You are stressed. Being in Lagos alone is stressful. How many of you know that you need like an extra 2 hours to your 24? You agree with me? Okay, but how many hours do you spend on Instagram? Those Instagram people, they will soon block my account. We all said we are very tired, we are very busy, but go and check your screen time. That's why I went to pick up my Bible again, my holy Bibeli. I bought this one, 7,005 or so from Canaan land. I started reading it again. Because that iPad is always beeping. It's Pastor Miss Bedeo. Let me call her. You've left the Bible. There is an element of sacrifice that must be laced with discipline. Because you won't know the difference. Someone said, if I marry now, I'll begin to enjoy my life. Marry. If that enjoyment you are looking for, if you get it 3 times in a week, I'm owing you 50,000. You must come with proof. Oh. If no proof, don't come to me. And I know you can't get that proof. Sacrifice tells you that the Lord who chose you and called you is faithful. That every time God leans towards you to answer your prayer, it is not because your prayers are so fantastic. It is because he has a covenant with you. That is why he hears you. He said, before you call, I will answer. That's another level of prayer. When the groanings are yet in your heart, the Lord looks and says, go there. Tell your neighbor, sacrifice. That's the only way. God could have said, from today, anybody that believes in me will be saved. I am the Lord. I change it not. Therefore, the sons of Jacob are not confused. Are not destroyed. If he said it from today till next year, people will die and go to hell. God saw it that the only way to solve the problem mankind was having, which was created by a son of God, was to send another son of God to remedy it. That's all. And it was a risk. Because if for any reason Satan brought bread while Jesus was fasting, I know there's a way bread looks when you are fasting. No, you don't understand. Let me explain. When you are fasting 30 days, 1 month, on the 7th day, there's a woman that fries akara behind your house. Or on your street as you are going to work, fresh egg roll. And those egg roll, they are very big. Very big. And the eggs inside are very big. Very big. And the donuts too. Jam donuts. Very big. Very, and you, very, you know, succulent. The day you chose to pick your bag and rush to the bus stop, nobody's with the woman. There's no queue. There's no crowd. It's as if the woman is waiting for you. And as you try to go, say, bro, don't go by. See, and when Eve saw that the fruit was good to look upon, egg roll. You know, it's as if you have never eaten egg roll before. You know, but have you also noticed the moment you take a bite? You feel so bad because the egg roll will not meet the standard. Yeah. If God wants to catch you as you are paying and collecting, Pastor David just said, Sister Fola came. Pastor David, yeah. Then he said, I'm buying it for my colleague. Just don't worry, just eat. You continue the fast tomorrow. Say you continue the fast. Just come. Everybody loves Pastor David. Just continue the fast tomorrow. I won't tell Pastor. When a man needs to make a sacrifice and there's no one watching him except himself, it becomes extremely intense and difficult, except your will is submitted to God. So before you fast, before you do anything, bring your will and submit it first. Don't try to do it in the flesh. It may just be another hunger strike. There was a man in the Bible, Cornelius. He was not born again. He was on his way to hell. But he was a giver. And I'm surprised that God said, the angel said, the Lord took note of his giving, his alms, his benevolence. Therefore, I decided to send Peter that this one, if we save him, he will do more. You understand? They didn't excuse the fact that he needed Christ. But when they saw him, say, this guy is sincere, though he's wrong. Send Peter. So you can imagine God's anger when Peter said he will not go. Money you don't have. Bible you know sabi. Okay, now let's give you someone that will be supporting your ministry. You are arguing. Go and preach to this man. He said, no, it's unclean. You know that story was about the Gentile and starting with Cornelius. He said, no. I know what I believe in Christ. I know the God I serve. I am the God that is talking to you. He said, no. I know why I am in Christ. Oga, eat. He said, I will not eat. I say, eat. It's amazing that God could not even force him to eat. That's how strong the will of a man can be when it has to deal with the battle of his destiny. You can resist God. Where's the sacrifice? When an entire nation in Israel was going to be wiped away, it was the queen, Esther, that said, I will fast. If all the Jewish people had fasted, and Esther did not fast, God would have brought a deliverance, but she would have lost her place. Because she has violated a principal rule of the spirit realm, which means the one who is leading must pay more in terms of sacrifice. The one who prays more should lead. The one who teaches, who studies more should lead, should teach. Not the one with the position. You can't be a pastor and be praying at the same level of your church members. Come on, are you here now? If your wife decides not to pray for the next 5 years, she has a person who must be praying, who happens to be you. Now, I'm not asking you women to go on strike. I'm just telling you that. If many of you can add the element of sacrifice, when I say sacrifice now, look at where you are in your life. What do you think your destiny requires from you? That you have not given it. There are some of you did certain things. Maybe you had an online store, or you had some things you were doing like 3 years ago, and things were fine. But now you are in a new season. You don't really have the bandwidth for that kind of business. You need to ask, what is the Lord saying now? Sacrifice. Please don't tell me. I know Pastor Adeboye is a prayer warrior. But it was not only his prayer that God considered. When you are about to become the youngest VC in Africa, not Nigeria, in Africa, as at then, he would have written his name in gold forever. A man still learning the basics of the Christian faith. And somebody says you are the next pastor. You are struggling with yourself, and they handed over to you and walked away. Think about it. Why is it that most of us who seem to have the ability to teach and teach Genesis to Revelation, why are we not as graced as those people? Have you ever asked yourself? Babalawa doesn't know what you know, Bible-wise, you who say so. He doesn't know half of it. If he knows it, he will come and submit to you. Eh? If Babalala sees you, he will ask you to be his father in the Lord. Because he doesn't have that eschatology, Greek, Hebrew. Just basic salvation, sanctification, healing, deliverance. That's all. Basic. Basic. What separates a Baba from some of us who seemingly are so vast with scripture? Hmm. Baba came on the pulpit one in those days when I used to be in the reading. Then somebody shout hallelujah. 100,000 people got healed on the spot. Ah! I became afraid. 100,000. He didn't pray for healing. But when you ask Baba at his age, he will tell you at a certain time of the night, he dresses up, wears his shoes, walks around the redemption camp at night, praying in tongues only. That Baba, 81 now, or 82, praying at night. Do you think it's because he likes walking about? He doesn't want to sleep. So he wears his shoes. And everybody who lives on that campground knows, as a rule, if you see Baba, don't talk to him at night. Don't say, hey, daddy, I'll be looking for you. You are looking for a problem. Just. Says so what I'm trying to tell you is that the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. A broken and what? A contrite heart. The whatever it is you are doing on the external is not even so important as the heart that has textured that posture. Such that when you decide to live your life in a particular way, and you tell yourself, for instance, every day, except if I'm not feeling fine, I don't eat till 1 p.m. But you are doing it to put yourself in a meditative state to focus on the Lord. There are people that work, go to the work office here, they don't work, eat till 2 p.m. because of the nature of their job. But for you, yours is worship. So it becomes a significant point. Again, in this regard, when you speak of sacrifice, you speak of sweat. Sweat. You know why I felt so bad about that property at just outside Begade? Because I was part of that project. When the foundation was laid, I was there. I stood on that ground and supervised the entire project till it got to the top. I'm not an engineer. I'm not a project manager. I just stood there and was walking by faith. No, you can't come and tell me that, I became a pastor because I didn't have anything to do. Excuse me. I lost my life the way I knew it. The way I knew it. If you saw me back then, you would probably see me wearing knicker, singlet, trainers. And I'm on the road. And I prophesy. But nobody's looking at me because I'm not a pastor. I was able to do as I wished. And when the Lord even told me, you are going to serve me and become a pastor, he told me, dress anyhow. I didn't know it was a trap. I was even happy. Sometimes, some of you will remember, once in a while, I'll wear body hug, I'll come to church. Nothing. Then one day, I was coming to church here, and I dressed like that. And the Lord said, what is this? I said, what is what? He said, what is this? I said, but you told me. He said, go and change. I said, I wanted to say, you said, I realized that the game has changed. And that was it. Because I told you, you will soon wear singlet and climb the altar. You go back and dress well. Area boy. Some of you are doing so well already. I want to encourage you to take it a step further. Let every major junction of your life be laced with a form of sacrifice before the Lord. Before the Lord. You are not doing it for man. Before the Lord. If what you have in your hands cannot deliver you, put it before the Lord. You can pray from now till tomorrow. If you don't find out the requirements, you cannot go anywhere. That's why a lot of prayer warriors are poor. I'm frustrated. Because prayer does not make anybody rich. Okay, let me rephrase. If you don't know how to pray, if you know how to pray and get answer, you'll be rich. But if you're a prayer warrior, you pray, disturb everybody in the neighborhood, you'll be poor. Because even landlord will push you. Sacrifice. Say, the sacrifice of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. So the first thing the Lord looks for is that heart that is tender towards him. If the Lord beckons to you, it must be the rise of a broken man, a man that is broken in his spirit, a man that is tender. If the Lord says, marry her, the first posture is not to do like this, that why, how. The first posture, the Lord must have seen something, must have known something, and then you take that posture towards that. You begin to understand. Now, I say this to you, and don't copy me. I always believe that as a young person, like the Lord told you somebody was your wife, that means everything will check out. That's not necessarily correct, but that's what I did. I never bothered about my wife's genotype. I didn't bother about foundational courses, anything. I just married. It was towards my wedding date that we did the genotype, all those things. I just believe if God said it, he has checked it. Don't try it. Go and do your... In my own case, everything kind of checked out. But I'm just saying, that's how tender we must be towards the Lord. That if the Lord says something to you, just know he has factored everything. Not that you start using science to second guess God. The Lord is all wise. He's all knowing. If he has preserved you to this point, it's because he yet has a purpose for your life. The reason why you are still breathing is because he still thinks about you. The day your assignment is done, you will be called home. Everything that is happening in the body of Christ today is on the strength of sacrifice. This generation, we millennials, Gen Zs, etc., we must learn sacrifice. What we are benefiting from now is the sacrifice our parents in 1970, 1980, while many of them were on campus, they paid. Many of them, when they were disowned, their friends were disowned. The fellowships came around, paid the school fees for many of them. Paid school fees, supported them, gave food. Some of you will know what I'm talking about. Even if you are broke, if you get to school, among your Christian brethren, you can't be hungry. Who knows what I'm saying? You can't be hungry. You are in among your brethren. Your mom will send the school fees, but this food you will eat. One day I got back, Pastor Desmond and I got back from our midnight evangelism. Because what we used to do in those days, we'll look for people straying the city, the town or campus around 12 midnight. We'll now call you. What are you doing? Come on, come, sit down. Do you know God wants to use you? You're like 12 midnight. Somebody is keeping you under the tree, talking about the salvation of your soul. So we do those late night patrol. And then we come back late in the night, be banging the door. We wake everybody because they've locked us out. Bang the door, open the door, we're around. See, you people are not courteous. Why are you always going out late in the night? Say, don't worry, it's God's work. Then we start cooking beans. 12 midnight. No light, oh. So just cook beans. Sometimes the beans is half done. It will be done in our stomach. We just, oh my God. Some herbalist arrangement. We'll cook the beans. Once it's soft a bit, put palm oil on it, small. Put grinded pepper, small. Put salt. Eat it like that. You're okay. Go and sleep. But today, it's not the same thing. You will not always be where you are now. But when you need to pay your dues, sow your seed. In the morning, sow your seed. In the evening, do not withhold your hand. When you're supposed to be learning a skill, it's not the time to be watching Netflix. Go and pay your dues. Learn that skill. That spirit of Netflix must leave you. It's when you have made money, you put on your laptop and watch film. Not before. Whatever you look at in the life of Jesus, if you don't find it, you are permitted to excuse yourself. But Jesus lived a life of sacrifice. There was a particular sister way back on campus. She wanted to get married to a brother that was very gentle. Very gentle. In fact, when you see this brother, you think like, this woman is so blessed. But we didn't know that the brother was not gentle. He was laid back. You understand? Laid back. Just the same way my wife would... When we talked about our future, and I said, I will just get 2-bedroom, we'll live in Ife. Ife.
Oh, God.
You know, when I look back now, sincerely, if I was her or her brother, I would have told her, run, oh. Just go. Because this one is not going anywhere. So we live in Ife, where nature is around us. Nature. I'll be saying, are you the father, nature? You keep talking about things that don't make sense. My wife is a Lagosian. I told her, you leave that Lagos. Come to Ife. They want to give me a job here. Threatening her. Say, you come down here. If you want to marry, you come down here. May God fight for you. I threatened her to talk Lagos. What is happening in Lagos? Is it not only DSTV people have? Come, you come down here. I've done an interview. They are giving me a job. I want to be a lecturer. Come down here. Once I get the job, you are coming. And I'll transfer you. Can't they transfer you? When God wanted to mercifully help me, Asu went on strike. And I called her. Said, I feel God wants me to work. She now asked me, can you come to Lagos? I said, anywhere. Say, you get a job. I say, amen. God, I was frustrated. All that noise I was making is because I had small change in my pocket. The moment the change finished, my eye cleared. I had to... Listen, there is nowhere you are in your life right now that you cannot move forward from. As long as you are still breathing, you can move forward. Say amen.
Amen.
There are some of you that are unhappy in your marriages. But listen to me. You can move forward.
Amen.
Some of you are yet to be married. God is just giving you time to enjoy your singlehood. Because if you marry someone like me, once you marry, work has started. You will cook morning, afternoon, night, and even midnight.
All right.
My wife told me, she said, Shay, you know I'm very nice. I said, Say, but you know, I said, I know. Now, you know you can't try it with other people. I said, I know. Sincerely, if it were to be other people, I would have been single by now. There was a day that we had an issue, and that day I was ready to call it off. We are not married. So I went to the Lord. I said, this is not what I bargained for. I said, Lord, you brought me here. The moment I said, Lord, you brought me here, he spoke immediately, this is what you should do. Pam! Because if he brought you here, then he's responsible for you. And listen, you don't need to see a vision to have a glorious marriage. If you are already married now, with Jesus as the third man in that company, you can have a glorious marriage. you may be required to pay a price for it. Because John said, I must decrease and he must increase. And that's why every time I look at her, I'm very happy. Because she has, at least there's one, that's one prayer God has heard. If I'd become a full-time pastor and my wife started looking terrible, I would have felt so bad. But while I left my job, I told the Lord. I said, whatever promotion was left, give it to her. From you, give it to her. In the bank, give it to her. So she's on a covenant cruise. Yes. Because of this call, though, yeah, she doesn't need to do anything to go forward. Yeah. Me, I don't have ambition. I can. Once I eat, I sleep. I don't have issues. I can sleep on the floor. Those things don't bother me. There are things you must deal with before you enter the ministry.
Yeah.
You understand? I was talking to Chin Talk. I said, see the kind of big bed you are sleeping on at Lekki. He said, Shebina, you people now. You brought me from Jos, put me on big bed, water bed. He said, but you know me now, that I can sleep on the floor. I said, I know. He said, we've been sleeping on the floor. I said, yes. He said, but you people brought me, put me on the bed. That's why I'm here. He said, but for me, doesn't mean anything. When you are with somebody who is paying a major sacrifice, those kind of people, if you hang around them, you benefit. My wife is here, and I'm not blowing her trumpet. If by mistake I say, I'm going on 7 days fast, the next thing she says, I'm joining you. Even if it's unplanned. So most times I start before I tell her. You can't be more blessed than that. I'm just telling you, so you don't need to worry. So when you are making major advancements, look for partners who have the same ideology sacrificially. Not that you are paying the price, another person is sleeping. You are fasting, praying for a glorious might. The brother you want to get married to is playing Bet Niger, and hoping that he's going to hit very soon. And he has even started borrowing money from you. Don't pray, just break up with him. Don't break up, break him. You're not going anywhere. You started borrowing money. You are not even married. You started borrowing money to give another man who is hoping to. It's very painful when people come to me and say, oh, Pastor, we have a problem. But they are hiding information. I have to start asking God, what's going on here? And then the Lord starts telling me, I'm like, but you didn't tell me this. Pastor, I didn't think it was necessary. What do you mean by this? This is the source of your problem. You gave money to somebody to do an abortion. You are not, the door that opened a door against you. It was 7 years ago, you forgot him, but Satan didn't forget. Sacrifice is what helps you take a stand. You look at the world and it dies to you. And you tell yourself, Father, whatever grace you give to me, I want to die, if I die, I want to die on my feet, serving you. I don't want to die tired. I want to die on my feet. I must not be known in the courts of heaven as one of those lazy servants of God. Sacrifice is what separates boys from men. Say, call together all my children who have made a covenant with me by what? By sacrifice. So there are some things that will never happen even if you pray from today till tomorrow. until you understand the requirement. That's what Bishop Oyedepo always says. Find out what you need to do. It may not be prayer. It may be going back to school. If any man lacks wisdom, let him pray. But after that, go and walk. Go and act on what you have been given. Open my eyes, O God. Let me see. Open my ears, O God. Let me hear. Give me an understanding heart. Let my heart be truly changed. Let my heart be yielded to you. Let my heart not be like Saul. Let it be like David's. A man after your heart.
In my life, Lord, be glorified, be
your prayer one more time as we sing.
In my life,